Very loud. Very loud. You know, I'm having trouble reading this book. Sorry? So much easier that way. Sometimes we think that the things that we do are okay, or that things that happen around us are okay. But sometimes we need God to turn things the right way up, so that things start going in the right direction. Well, today we are thinking about this lady called Hannah. We met her last week in the morning service. But Hannah means gracious, merciful, someone who gives. And Hannah had found herself in a hopeless situation. She had made a promise to God that if God helped her and her husband to have a baby, she would give that baby back to God. And that boy would serve God in the house of the Lord all his life. Now that is a brave promise. Hannah wanted to have a child, but you know, there are sometimes problems having children. So, Gabby, if you'd like to turn on the PC. Sometimes there are problems.
What's the matter?
Because we left in such a hurry. We took care of it.
Did I turn off the coffee?
No. I did.
Did you lock up?
Yeah.
Did you close the garage?
That's it. I forgot to close the garage. That's it.
No, that's not it.
What else could we be forgetting?
Kevin!
Your phones are still out of order.
We'll call as soon as we land, Kate. I'm sure everything's okay.
Horrible. Horrible. Just horrible.
How could we do this? We forgot him.
I didn't forget him. We just miscounted.
What kind of mother am I?
Makes you feel any better? I forgot my reading glasses.
I'm sure you will feel for the mother.
The
I don't know, Gabby, if you need, do you need to turn me off at the same time or something? Or not now, but when the video's playing. I don't know whether that would help. So Hannah had made a very brave promise to God. Are you good at keeping promises? Did you make any New Year's resolutions? Well, perhaps one resolution that sometimes it's good to make is to keep your room tidy. Because things can get very messy, can't they? Dear. And so I think we need to practice some of these promises that we sometimes make. So maybe you didn't make a promise to keep your room tidy. Maybe it's a promise you could start doing now. So perhaps I need a couple of volunteers to come forward to show just how good they are at keeping promises when it comes to tidying room. Oh, there's one. Right. We'd like to stand by one. Wait. We need We need another volunteer. So let's see this. So much for competition. That's good. There's a spirit of joining together and working together. That's far better. Now, Hannah did keep her promise, didn't she? Now, I can't imagine how hard it must have been for Hannah to give Samuel back to God. What a fantastic thing to do. What emotions she must have gone through to do that. But she did, didn't she? If we look back in the previous chapter, chapter 1, Hannah said to the priest, verse 26, "As surely as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he shall be given over to the Lord." What a fantastic thing to do. Now, what is the one thing that you want in all the world? What's the one thing that you would want in all the world? If you could have anything, if you could have anything, what would it be? Just think about that. What would it be? So I want you to close your eyes and imagine that you've now got that thing. Just picture it, or picture the situation. You've got that thing, and now I want you to think just how happy you might be now that you've got that thing that you've always wanted. And now think, what you would feel if God asked you to give that thing to him instead. How would you feel if you had to hand that back to God? Could you do it? Instead of keeping it for yourself, could you hand it back to God? Now then, I've got some currency here. I'm coming to the back, is that okay? ¥100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1,000 units of money. Now, how much of that are you going to keep?
Half.
Well, would you like to give me back half then? Thank you very much. Do you need all that money?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 100, 200, 300. 400, 500, 600, 600. Now, how much of that are you going to give back?
300.
300, you're giving half as well. And you need all the rest, do you?
No.
Oh, well, how much are you going to give then if you don't need all? 500 as well. They both gave 500. Gave it back to... Thank you very much. That's very kind of you. Was it easy to give back your money?
Yeah.
We heard it here. Thank you very much. Thank you. How easy is it to give back to God? Is that something you're comfortable with? Hannah was prepared to do that. And when we look in chapter 2 and we look at verse 19, it's a nice little verse, chapter 2, verse 19. Each year, his mother, Hannah, made him a little robe and took it to him when she went with her husband to offer the annual sacrifice. It's lovely, isn't it? You know, even though she still wanted to be with Samuel, and she was prepared to make him a little robe every year just to keep that contact going. Now, if a mother was going to sing a song to their child, ready, Gabby? It might sound something like this.
Mother's Song, a traditional lullaby. My heart is like a fountain true that flows and flows with love to you. As chirps the lark unto the tree, so chirps my pretty babe to me. There's not a rose where'er I seek as comely as my baby's cheek. There's not a comb of honeybee so full of sweets as babe to me. There's not a star that shines on high as brighter than my baby's eye. There's not a boat upon the sea can dance as baby does to me. No silk was ever spun so fine as is the hair of baby mine. My baby smells more sweet to me than smells in spring the elder tree. A little fish swims in the well, so in my heart does baby dwell. A little flower blows on the tree, my baby is the flower to me. 10,000 parks where deer do run, 10,000 roses in the sun, 10,000 pearls beneath the sea, my babe more precious is to me.
Well, that's the sort of song you might expect, isn't it, from a mother to her child? But Hannah's song is rather different, wasn't it? It had a rather different tone to it than that one. This is how the Living Bible paraphrases Hannah's song. How I rejoice in the Lord, how he has blessed me. Now I have an answer for my enemies, for the Lord has solved my problem. How I rejoice. No one is as holy as the Lord. There is no other God, nor any rock like our God. Stop acting so proud and arrogant. The Lord knows what you have done, and he will judge your deeds. Those who are mighty no more. Those who were weak are now strong. Those who were well are now starving. Those who are starving are fed. The barren woman now has 7 children. She, with many children, has no more. It's a very different message from Hannah that she says. What a challenge that is. That response from Hannah begins and ends with the thought that we are strong because God is strong. What strength we have comes from God. There is no other God like our God. The strength that God gives us is not the strength of a bully or a dictator. It's the strength to keep going when times are hard. The strength to pray when we don't feel like it. The strength to obey when we want to do our own thing. And at the heart of Hannah's prayer is the idea that God brings about change. He turns things the right way up. He makes some surprising reversals. Now, can you play Uno? Sorry? Been a while. Can you play Uno? But you have played it. Okay. Can you play Uno? Well, what fun we have in the Orgy household. Well, seven for you. Okay, starting with a green 3. Do you remember how to play? So you either have to follow with the same number or the same colour. Same colour or the same number. It goes in turn. There's an important thing to remember in the in the rules of... Right, keep going. So in life, everything's fine. You play along. Things are going stormingly. And then... What happened then? Why is it your turn? It's a reverse. So we've got to go back again. So life is now going back in the other direction. So now we're going in the other direction. And things are going fine. One, blue, three. And then a reverse comes along again. And life changes. And we go back again. Can't go. Can't go. So life is like this, isn't it? You're going along quite happily, and then things can change. Things go into reverse. Thank you. If you'd like to put your cards back there.
Oh, well done, Dad.
Well done. God does make some surprising reversals. Things are happening, but then God can change things and take things into reverse. The strong become weak. The weak become strong. God, our Bible tells us, makes alive, brings things to life. He raises up. He makes rich. He exalts. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. Verses 9 and 10 remind us that it is not by strength that one prevails. Someone might try to grab power for themselves, but this is nothing compared to what God can do. He can reverse things. He can change things and change everything. If we try to grab power, then that doesn't compare to what God can do. He can reverse human circumstances. Hannah's song is very similar to another song that was sung, that of Mary. Mary who would give birth to Jesus. And after Mary, remember, when she was visited by the angel, and she was told that she would give birth to Jesus, she was the one, he would be the one who could save his people. And she responds by praising God, who brings things down and lifts things up, who sends the rich away empty and fills those who are hungry. The same theme of reversal that we've heard in Hannah's song. Hannah and Mary's songs proclaim that God will act in history. God is involved not just in our individual personal lives, but in our lives as communities and as a nation. And when God acts, it is to bring about changes, to bring life. God acts in unexpected ways. Nobody expected Hannah to ever get pregnant. Mary did not expect to get pregnant. But in both women, God acted in a stunning and surprising way to bring life when it was not expected. And when God acts, all our ideas about power and what it means to be a winner or a loser, they get turned upside down. And when God does act, when God does the unexpected, when God throws out our script and writes a new one, it turns out to be good news for the whole world. Amen.